Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. You're in the Twilight Zone, or not really. You're not in the Twilight Zone, but it certainly feels like it, and I will explain. I'll tell you this, I'm not in the Twilight Zone. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepherdy is coming to you live from New York City. And it has been a wild day. Wild as hell. And I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for everyone, or thank you to everyone who tuned in on the free Odyssey app. People listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158, and anybody locked in on a smart speaker, thank you very much. First of all, I might as well update you here right now, this very moment. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is going on in Miami, Florida right now. The Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets, they just started in just the third quarter, and Denver is starting off strong here, 59-48. There's a little less than 10 minutes left in the third. We just got out of halftime, and the Nuggets led 53-48. So they've already started off on a little bit of a run here in the third quarter, and Miami is looking for its first points here in the second half of the game. Jamal Murray, 20 points at halftime. Jokic, 14 points. Meanwhile, for the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler with 13 and 14 points, respectively, in the first half. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues to roll on. A couple of things have come down the pipe today. Phoenix Suns apparently don't want Chris Paul, and if they do, they want him on a discount. Chris Paul wants to know what the hell is going on so he can figure out his future. Speaking of a future, last night we talked about Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players ever. He's not going to Saudi Arabia. Lionel Messi is going to Miami. Yeah, he's going to play for Inter Miami. Maybe you've never heard of Inter Miami. You can bet your ass you heard of him now. Lionel Messi is going to be making moves at every stop and every place all over North America. You thought David Beckham coming to the MLS was a big deal? Wait until Messi comes to town. Sellouts everywhere. We'll talk about it. Messi didn't want to take the money from Saudi Arabia. I guess he didn't need it. Hey, Rory McIlroy, he talked about LIV Golf and the PGA teaming up. He says he felt like a sacrificial lamb. Okay. Good. We'll hear from him. Also, because it is Wednesday going into Thursday morning, I'm going to give you a top six list. We're going to do that in 2 hours from now. And I do this every Wednesday. And the top six list for tonight, we're going to take a look at some of the most injury-riddled superstars that the sports world has ever seen. Thank you so much, Jacob deGrom, for the inspiration when it comes down to tonight's top six list. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. But first, we have to talk about something that has affected the sports world And it doesn't have a damn thing to do with sports. I'm talking about wildfires out of Canada. Hey, Shep, how are you, man? Did you have to wear a gas mask to go to the studio tonight in New York? What's the deal?
I'm actually not in studio. I teleported here. No, there's a lot of masks. It does feel like the pandemic. It's scary in that regard. But you know what? I feel like it's going to dissipate in a couple days, if I'm being honest, JR. But how are you, man?
I'm okay. I mean, dissipating in a few days is all good and fine. But some of the photos and the videos and the images that I saw from New York City, from Rochester, from Buffalo, going down as far as Maryland and the Midwest, the Yankees and the Phillies had to postpone their games today because of the smoke. And I saw a graphic from ABC that said if you go outside and you just stand outside and can you smell the air? Breathe the air. That's the appropriate term. If you breathe the air in New York City today, you smoke the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes. Like, that's saying something. This is wild. The Fox Weather was covering the Yankees game because there was no Yankees game and because the weather was the larger story. The Yankees are going to have a doubleheader tomorrow against the White Sox, and Fox Weather explained why there was no baseball tonight. Listen to this.
This looks like this is the first time ever that we see a Yankees game postponed at Yankee Stadium, specifically due to the wildfire smoke.
Yeah. I've seen Yankee games postponed because of, it was snow. I don't know, 9/11 snow. Am I missing anything, Shep? No other postponements, right? Normally, those are only outwardly wild ones, right?
Yeah, that's coming to mind, yeah.
Well, now we can put Canadian wildfire smoke onto the list? Like, I can't imagine. I lived in New York for the better part of, I don't know, 34, 35 years. I've never seen no stinking Canadian wildfire smoke. And I feel bad for everybody, not just in the States, but all of our friends and all of our listeners in Canada who are basically at risk right now. I've never heard of this. You think of wildfires and you typically think out west. You think California. We have heard horror stories about drought and fires, and it's terrible. You don't equate it to the Northeast. My friends, my family were sending me photos and videos, and it looked like they were living on Mars because of the glaze. In Philadelphia, the sun was blocked due to the smog. This is so crazy. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, I don't know if he got a press briefing or if he's been living under a rock for the past few days, but he was doing a press conference earlier today, and he said all of a sudden he woke up and he didn't know what was going on. Listen to this guy.
Went outdoors and basically said, you know, what the hell is this? You know, it was clear there was something different that was happening in the city.
Hey, Shep, what the hell is the mayor of New York? Is that the real mayor from New York?
That is the clip that you sent me that looks like Eric Adams. It smells like Eric Adams and that sounds like Eric Adams. So, yes, that is the mayor of New York.
It smells like Eric. What is Eric Adams smells like a guy who finished the club at 2 a.m., right?
Well, if I'm being fair to Eric Adams, the only thing I'm smelling outside is rubber right now. And I didn't hear about the fact that is it really? Because I've heard all kinds of things today. But I trust you. You're telling me I smoke the equivalent of a pack a day because I ventured outdoors today? I'm upset right now. Are you serious?
Yeah. You smoked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you smoked the equivalent of a pack a day, yeah. What were you doing outside?
I had to come to work.
You didn't wear a mask?
No.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, I'm not going to politicize your show right now. I respect you too much for that. Let's just put it this way. I don't know who an expert is these days, and there were a lot of experts that said a lot of things that didn't add up 3 years ago.
Oh, but I would think putting on a mask would at least do something about breathing through the air. The masks, construction workers wear masks for the same reason, man.
Damn it. Thank you. I got to know better than
Hold
that.
On. Yeah, I got the number for you. breathing the air in New York City right now. This was 5 hours ago. Okay, breathing the air in New York City right now for 24 hours is equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes. So I guess you just have to stay outside for 24 hours. You okay? You only smoked 3 cigarettes, Shep. Don't worry about it.
Oh, dear. Oof,
when's the last time you smoked a cigarette?
Well, I know what it does to your alveoli and your breathing capacity, so I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I don't plan on starting at 36.
I haven't heard alveoli since high school.
Well, something tells me you know exactly what I'm talking about, because it is damaging to your lungs, and obviously yes, it's one of the most preventable deaths we have in this country. So I basically did something that was against my livelihood today. That's horrible.
Cover your mouth tomorrow, okay? Be better.
Deal.
The New York Yankees and the White Sox, they're going to be in action. They have a doubleheader tomorrow. And never in my life did I think that there would be a baseball game in New York City that was delayed or pushed back because of Canadian wildfires. I remember last week we had a caller hit us up from Nova Scotia, which is almost as far northeast in civilization as you can go as it relates to Canada, as far as I know. And he wanted to shout out all of the first responders and the firefighters who were up there. And now we fast forward, 4 and 5 days from now, and we have Canadian wildfires that are affecting just lives in the Northeast and the Midwest, and even I feel as further south as Baltimore, Maryland, and Virginia. And so, yes, once again, shout outs to everybody out there. You don't have to be in Canada fighting a fire. And if they are, I don't think they're listening to me right now. But yes, much love to everybody out there just trying to protect folks, go save them, and keep them well. It seems like there's always something going on planet Earth. And for the Northeast and the Midwest, hey, we can go into to new territory. Canadian wildfires affecting the northern part, the Northeast, the Midwest of North America. And now, obviously, it has affected the sports world. Yankee Stadium looked like Mars. It looked like Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, this was some wild stuff. And Shep, you said it smells like smells like burning rubber. It smells like smoke.
Yeah, I mean Mars is a good analogy. It honestly felt like I was living on another planet today.
Listen, from all the photos I got today, it certainly looked like it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Justin is calling from Ontario. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, JR. What's going on?
I'm great, man. How are you? You okay? You good?
I'm good. I'm up here at my parents' cottage in Wasaga Beach. So it's actually just north of Barrie. But yeah, those wildfires are kind of nuts. I walked outside my door the other day. And I think you guys got it wrong. It's not Mars. I think it's Venus we should be talking about. All that dust. Man, I could swear I was tasting like a bonfire when I walked outside yesterday and today. It was nuts. I don't know if you've ever been to a Georgian Bay, JR, or Chef.
Slow down. Have I ever been to where?
Have you ever been to Georgian Bay?
Georgia Bay? Where's that?
Georgian Bay.
Oh, Georgian Bay? No. I guess if I have to ask where it is, I haven't been. No.
Okay. Well, if you go approximately 150 kilometers north of Toronto, it's part of Lake Huron. It's just one of the massive bays.
And, okay.
Anyway,
yeah, I stop in Toronto, bro. I don't go further than that.
You don't go further than that. Okay.
Well, no, I go east. I go west. I don't go further. No.
You go north. Okay. Well, I guess you haven't tasted true Canada yet.
Well, that's anyhow. I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that? Okay. Well, anyhow, if you, where my parents' cottage is, about 30 kilometers across the bay, there's a small town, Blue Mountains. It's a small ski resort. Uh-huh. Yesterday and this morning, I looked out, and you cannot see within, 100 meters of you. It's crazy. The amount of smoke and carbon that's in the atmosphere, it's
yeah.
nuts. So,
well, it's terrible, man. So let me ask you, you're a Canadian. What's the deal? Like, what are y'all, did y'all have a crazy drought? I've never heard of this before, and we're in only in June.
Yeah, it hasn't rained where I am for the past, I think it's 2+ weeks now. It's tinder dry. I had some idiot a couple of doors down decided he was going to have a bonfire today. So I'm surprised the whole neighborhood didn't go up in flames. But yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it started in the West Coast. In Alberta and BC. You know, guess what? The massive drought, it's just continuing. You know, like, they're trying to take it out, but with these massive winds that's also been happening up in Northern Ontario, the fire is just blowing across their clear-cutting
techniques. Hey, do everybody in Canada and everybody in the northern area of the United States of America, do us all a favor and just go spit outside, okay?
Well, spit outside? No, Jared, that's not good for the environment.
No, if you spit outside, it's gonna help us out more than what's already going on. So do that, okay?
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it is. All right. It looks like Mars, not Venus. Hey, Justin, thank you for calling. Venus. Be safe up there, okay?
Thanks, Jared. Take care, buddy.
Appreciate you. If you're not going to go spit outside, at least go dump a bucket of water. Do something. They say everybody needs to do their part. You do your part, man. Go take some water and dump it outside. And, yes, all of this should dissipate, I'd gather, over the next few days. Yeah, but come on. I've seen a lot of terrible things in New York City. I've seen a lot of terrible things in the skies of New York. I have never seen New York City look like Mars. And I know what smoke smells like. I know what burning smells like. People burn crap here in the woods in Georgia all the time. I've seen my share. But what I've witnessed in the Northeast today is just, I can't even call it mind-boggling. We can now check a box for something else that has taken place. A wildfire smoke from Canada has invaded the northern areas of the United States of America. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth to all my folks everywhere from Canada down to Virginia, out to the Midwest. It is nuts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You might think the NBA Finals are nuts. The Denver Nuggets are about to take another big lead into the fourth quarter. Right now they lead 78-62. 2 minutes left in the third. And Miami, if they're going to bounce back, they're going to have another one of these gigantic fourth quarters. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. So much to do, so much to talk about. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. We're going to talk about Messi. We're going to talk about Chris Paul. We're going to talk about Rory McIlroy. We're just getting warmed up, so don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Oh, man, it's an ass whooping. The Denver Nuggets are beating them. They're smacking them. They're destroying them. It's not terrible, terrible, terrible. But Denver leads Miami at the end of three, 82-68. Oh, you got to stop Nikola Jokic from passing the ball. Oh, my God, Jokic, you can't let him pass. They stopped him. Jokic has 26 points, 17 rebounds, and 9 assists. This is after three quarters. He is shooting 10 of 16 from the field. He's a basketball freak. He makes this look too easy. Jamal Murray has 22. And then for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, he's working his ass off. He has 26 points. Bam Adebayo has 15. And Caleb Martin, the next highest scorer, he has 8. I don't know. We've seen the Denver Nuggets over the past two games. They've had difficulty trying to close things out in the fourth quarter against the Miami Heat. In the first game in Denver, they held on. They still won. In the second game, Miami blazed them. They blitzed them to the score, or actually to the tune of 36 points. Miami won. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I think the Denver Nuggets are going to hold on to this one. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, before we went to break, we spoke about these Canadian wildfires that are just affecting life all over Canada, Northeast. We have some sporting events that will cancel today, from MLB down to the WNBA. I know that, for instance, the Yankees, they will be playing a doubleheader tomorrow. And it just stinks. It sucks. But I do want to kind of piggyback on some news that we discussed briefly last night. And we're going to get into LIV Golf. And then we'll talk about Chris Paul and so much. But let me just get this out the way. You know, we talked about LIV Golf. And then we said Saudi Arabia has so much money that we know they've been attracting all types of talent from some of the top leagues in the world. You know, bringing in Ronaldo, bringing in Karim Benzema. And I said that they had an opportunity to bring in Lionel Messi, but they didn't. Offering this man $1 billion didn't get the job done. Lionel Messi is coming to the United States of America to play for Inter Miami. That's a big deal. This is a squad. This is an organization that's only been around for about 5 years. David Beckham is one of the owners. He's the president. David Beckham, we know he came over to play in MLS, to play for the LA Galaxy in 2007 to 2012. He came from Manchester United. He came from Real Madrid. And he came over to MLS, not one of the strongest leagues in the world. Typically a stepping stone for young players and a retirement home for some of the older dudes coming over from Europe. And so Messi comes over. We don't know the financial structure. He already has a house in Miami, and Messi will probably have an opportunity to ultimately own and have a stake in the club. And he gets to dig his heels in more so in the United States of America, as opposed to, you know, just being a shill or taking a check for Saudi Arabia. You know what? Messi, if you speak Spanish, good for you. You're going to hear Messi speak Spanish right now, and he's going to tell everybody, try to pick out some words if you don't, that, yeah, he's going to play in Miami. Listen to Messi. Pick some words out.
Tomé la decisión de que voy a ir a Miami. Todavía no tengo cerrado 100%, nos falta algunas cosas, pero bueno, decidimos continuar el camino ahí.
Shep, what did he say?
Miami.
He said Miami. He said something about Miami. I have something Miami. So I don't know. All I know, he's coming to Miami.
You speak better Spanish than I do.
I'm sorry, what?
You speak better. You're more fluent in Spanish than I am.
Yeah, I heard a few things in there.
Got it.
I know I speak, well, I don't know. Does Tyreek Hill, he speaks English, right?
I bet he could speak a little bit of Spanish.
Maybe he spoke some Spanish. He actually welcomed, we know Tyreek Hill, he left Kansas City for the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill wanted to welcome Lionel Messi on social media to Miami. Listen to this.
Hey, what's up? This is Tyreek Hill. I just want to say welcome to the 305 Lionel Messi. Now we got two number 10s, but I just want to know which one is the fastest. But anyways, congrats to you, man, and shout out. And que lo que, papi, welcome to Miami 305.
No, that doesn't count. And que lo que is what's up, but that doesn't count. It's terrible. Everybody's excited. CBS Miami excited that Messi's coming to town. Listen to CBS.
We begin with breaking news in the sports world. The biggest soccer star in the world is taking his talents to South Florida.
Lionel Messi announcing a short time ago he is set to sign with Inter Miami. CBS News Miami's Trish Christakis is here now with the latest. Trish, big news on a big week already here.
Oh my gosh, huge, absolutely huge news. Lionel Messi stunning the world, making the decision to come to Major League Soccer for Inter Miami. Now the world's greatest, just coming off a World Cup championship. This news is huge for South Florida.
It's crazy. Let me put it to you this way. Miami has a match on July 21st. Yesterday, going to that match cost you $29. If you tried to buy a ticket today, it cost you $477. Messi, one of the greatest soccer players of all time. He's 35. He's at the end of his career, yes, but he is not completely washed up. He's not going to go out there and pull a hammy. His fingers crossed. This man has won 7 Ballon d'Ors, which is the equivalent of an MVP for the entire league. It's like the best football player on earth in a given year. 4 Champions League titles. He just won the World Cup. Messi is literally one of the greatest players of all time. And I'll tell you this, if you don't like football, if you don't like soccer, when Messi comes to your town, if you want to understand what this game means to people all over the world and to people here in the United States of America, go see Messi. I'm going to try to see Messi. Hey, Shep, you want to see Messi?
Would love to see one of the GOATs in soccer, yes.
He's supposed to be coming to New York in August. Maybe we make a trip.
Would love that, JR.
Yeah, let's make it happen. 855-212-4CBS. Dom is here from San Diego. Dom, he may know what Messi said. Well, hey, you're on CBS Sports Radio, Dom.
What's up, JR? Yeah. So basically, he said, I decided to go to Miami. I don't have everything 100% done. The paperwork's not done, but it's a decision that I made for not quite financial reasons, but for more like family reasons. And it'll be done soon, but it's verbally pretty much done at this point that he's going to Miami.
Oh, well, thank you, Dom. Appreciate you. Well, what do you think about Messi coming over to the United States of America?
I think I've seen a lot of videos of people asking the people in Argentina what they think, and a lot of them don't like it. But I think it's gonna grow the game a lot here, and I think it's about time that the game grows more here, because I think there are people that, you know, love it, and it does deserve a better following here.
Yeah,
I do think he could have played another year or two in Europe. He has a skill set for it still, and he's not done yet. But I mean, he's won everything there is to win, so he knew what he wants at this point.
Well, hell yeah, of course. Well, look, man, the people in Argentina, now that he won the World Cup, they're gonna be kissing his ass anyway. So who cares?
They already did.
Yeah. So who cares what they think? It doesn't matter. Hey, Dom, thank you for calling from San Diego.
All right, man. Thank you. Have a good one.
No doubt. Yeah, I heard Messi say, I have. And he said, I did not have. No tengo. He don't have the paperwork done. No tengo papel. Okay, he don't got the paper. I get it. I've heard that a lot. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This man, Messi, is being embraced in the United States of America. He will be embraced in Miami. There's a legend. I guess he's a legend. I guess he is. Hall of Famer. Chris Paul. Chris Paul is no longer being embraced in Phoenix. I will explain. We know that LIV Golf has not been embraced by Rory McIlroy. We know. We're going to hear from two miserable people on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Just because I feel like it, I'm going to talk to Brian from Toronto. Sorry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, what up, JR?
Hi.
So, it's crazy. I don't know what's the bigger story between Messi or these Canadian wildfires. It's kind of hard for me to choose here.
Messi is on fire, and the Canadian fires eventually ought to stop. I don't know.
I mean, when does Canada have such an impact on, American sports stories? I can't think of any time since maybe the Raptors were in the finals here. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
just because of these wildfires. But I hope you're staying safe there and not smoking too many cigarette packs, like you said to Shep.
Yeah, well, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. The sky is clear.
Okay. Yeah, it's. Smells pretty bad here. It's definitely,
I'm sure.
Definitely needed a mask to walk out today.
All right. Well, you be safe, okay? What part of Toronto are you in?
I'm in pretty close to downtown. I'm in the Midtown area.
Oh.
So, not too far from where the Jays play.
Is that, well, that's all the way downtown. Is that, is that Converse store still on Yonge Street?
Oh gosh, I don't know. It's a big street. It's definitely one of the bigger ones.
But you don't know what I'm talking about. There's only one Converse store. It's special. Hey Brian, I'll Google it. You're a terrible ambassador.
I'm going to right after this. You got
it. Please, I'm gonna Google it too. Appreciate you, Brian. Be safe, okay?
You too. Thanks, Aaron. Take care.
All right. Thank you. That's like me asking, hey, is the NBA store still on Fifth Avenue? I'm going, well, Fifth Avenue's a big street. Come on, man. Do better than that. Jesse calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay. This is my I pray next God to help me with what they can do to Toronto over there to keep putting out that fire. God want us to take care of Spanish better than what we do. And what he want us to do is get a 1,000 helicopters, airplanes to put salt out on those trees and smother that smoke out.
And put
the fire out as well.
Okay.
We need to put what on the top of the trees?
What?
Salt?
Yeah, you get the kids or the army or somebody that with some sense can pour that salt on top of the trees, yeah, and it'll smother the whole tree out.
Okay.
Jesse, how many fires you put out?
You be putting out fires?
Yes, all you have to do is build your fire and put that salt on, and you'll see the smoke and the fire go out. You can put dirt on the fire and the fire smoke.
All right, we're going to try. Hey, thank you so much, Jesse, for the help. We're going to send that message to Canada.
Get the mayor to help them, okay, and the government to help them.
Okay.
And then that way we can get all this out and everybody's air can be back fresh again.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. We're going to look into it, okay?
Okay, Big Tama. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Big Tommy. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Shep, get the helicopter ready, okay?
Well, Dexter says you asked the only appropriate question when Jesse came with that solution there, by the way.
I was going to ask Dexter. Hey, Dexter, you got dirt?
Hey, man, I'll say this. I used to work as a national weather reporter. Dirt's not going to get it done, okay? I've covered some wildfires. Dirt's not going to get it done. That's all I'm going to say. I appreciate the sister for the information she tried to give, but that's not going to get it done. And I think they would have done that already if it was going to work.
If we get Shep's helicopter and then we don't get enough dirt, we can't just send Shep up there dropping dirt with the helicopter to stop the fire?
I didn't even know Shep flew.
My helicopter? You're the national weekday host with the show also on WFAN, and I have the helicopter here? Are you kidding me?
What do I need a helicopter for?
I mean, if anyone's going to have a helicopter in this conversation, it's going to be JR, not Shep.
I don't got no helicopter. Where am I flying? I'm getting a regular plane.
The amount of traveling you do, I'm surprised you don't have a helicopter. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's called Uber and Delta, man. It works for me.
JR, all I'm saying is, man, you asked the right question that needed to be asked there. How many fires have you put out? That was
did
the
she,
right
she didn't
question.
Answer me.
She did not. It was an important information that people needed to know. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I would not put it past her if she put out a fire or two in her life now, okay?
Fair.
I don't know to the extent of a country fire, you know, or a regional fire, but I'm pretty sure she's dealt with some fires in her life. So
sure she has.
I give her some credit. Whatever she did, she certainly used dirt and it worked. I don't know if it's going to work for Canada.
There you go.
some wild stuff. Speaking of putting out a fire, maybe this will work for the Miami Heat, but I highly, highly doubt it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I had mentioned Chris Paul. I had mentioned Rory McIlroy. We'll spend more time on them, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, I'll be hanging out with you for, I don't know, next 3 hours or so. Right now, the Denver Nuggets look like they're going to hold on and beat the Miami Heat. Nikola Jokic is just out there bullying folks. 99-83. 3.5 minutes left in this game. Nikola Jokic with 32 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists. Welcome into, I don't know, Wilt Chamberlain territory. Who does this? The answer is nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody. You're not supposed to put up these numbers. Who does this? He looks like he needs a ventilator. The man is out there busting ass, and he looks like he's about to have an asthma attack. Jokic is amazing, folks. He's over here smiling and beating people up. He's like, yeah, I can't jump, but I beat your ass. Oh, man, he just gave Bam Adebayo the okey-doke. And Bam Adebayo can't do anything but just stand there. He's been doing this all postseason. He's smiling. Hey, Shep, do you see Jokic smiling on the bench?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen this guy smile in my life. He's smiling. First player in NBA Finals history with 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists. Oh, yeah, you can only turn him into a scorer. Oh, yeah, 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 you can only turn him into a guy who passes. You got to pick one or the other. You can't do nothing with him. This is nuts. Okay, Shaquille O'Neal was a dominant force. He was a bully. He was an animal. He destroyed you. You could not do anything to him. Jokic is destroying these folks in a different way. He's destroying you strictly with skill. And I love Shaquille O'Neal because one of the misnomers about his game was that it was all power. It was all strength. He was one of the most skilled dudes under the basket that you would have ever seen in your life. The footwork, the touch. Jokic, man, he got skill from end to end. Shaquille O'Neal said an amazing thing, giving him all the props in the world the other day. Shaq said, oh, yeah, he's one of the best big men. You there, man. You one of the best big men. And Kendrick Perkins, I guess Kendrick Perkins says nothing right now because he was the main one talking crap about Jokic months ago. Ridiculous. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I might as well let you know about this before I get back to the phone lines. Chris Paul. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, hold on. NBA playoff history, 30-point, 20-rebound triple-doubles. Jokic has three of them. Wilt Chamberlain has one. Kareem has one. Anyway, Chris Paul is not wanted by the Phoenix Suns anymore. If they were going to pay this dude, he would have been owed $30 million in base salary next season. But the fact is, they want to get rid of him, and they're going to have to pay him $15 million, and then he's going to have to go find that money elsewhere unless he wants to be released, he wants to be waived, he wants to be traded. We have no idea what's going on with Chris Paul right now. We know that the Suns don't want to pay him what they initially signed him to. And for a point guard who has been hurt over the past several seasons, for a point guard who is, what, he got to be 38 years old right now, falling apart at the seams? Why not, right? Maybe they want to bring him back on the cheap. Maybe they want to trade him. Phoenix Suns don't want him. And I guess it's a hard knock life for Chris Paul. Ironically, yesterday, Chris Paul sat down on the pivot and he told everybody a sad, sad story about how his daughter goes to school and they think daddy is a loser.
It's tough on me, but I think it's probably even harder for the people around me, right? Especially my wife. My wife is the one who has to bear those late nights, those I can't sleep, and my kids. Like, my daughter is the sweetest soul you'll ever meet in your life, right? The sweetest soul ever in your life, but she's at that age now where at school, kids talk crazy to her, right? So she had a little boy, whatever, at school that said some reckless stuff to her. It was like, your daddy ain't never gonna win no championship, right? And my baby is so, she's special. She'll hold it together there, but when she got in the car, she called and she was upset. And I had to have that conversation with her and talk to her, you know, and tell her, like, baby, some people talk and some people do.
Yeah, well, when she gets older and she understands how much money y'all got, she ain't gonna care. Daddy could be a loser. Daddy's one of the wealthiest people that you'll ever meet. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Carlos is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to congratulate you on your great show. I want to talk about Messi. You know, him going to Miami. I think it's the greatest thing that will happen for the MLS, especially here in San Diego. I think next year they're coming. MLS is coming to San Diego. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
Manny Machado investing in. Yeah, Manny Machado investing into one of the squad. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a great thing for the MLS, you know. And obviously, he wasn't gonna go to Saudi Arabia with Ronaldo and Benzema out there, you know. He's not gonna be falling over.
Why not? If he get more money than them, why not?
No, because he's a leader. He wants to do his own thing, you know. He's not gonna be following their steps.
Okay.
And this is a great opportunity as well. You know, it's not maybe right. not money, but an opportunity. I believe right. so.
The money will come down the line, and I think he has enough of it. That's a good point, Carlos. Thank you.
Hey, great show, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
No doubt. Shout outs to Carlos. Thank you so much. That was a good point that he made. Very good point. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The fans have started to vacate the building in Miami. The fans have decided that they do not want any more as Denver currently leads 101-88. There's less than 2 minutes left in this game. I see white T-shirts and white shirts sitting in the stands. I see lots of big red empty seats as the Denver Nuggets are getting ready to take a 2-1 series lead here. 101-88, 1 minute 40 left in the game. We still have starters on the court. Nope, no, we don't. Bam Adebayo sits down, head held low. Jimmy Butler leaning back in his seat. Kyle Lowry smacking fives. Duncan Robinson shooting useless threes that go in. And Mike Malone not happy with his team's defense. Hey, Mike, I don't think, well, he might. 90 seconds left in the game. And Mike Malone is like, oh, my God, we can't have Miami coming back from a 10-point deficit with 90 seconds. It's possible, though, but Denver should hold on this one. And I think by the time we get to the other side of the break, I think I'll be talking about the Denver Nuggets taking a 2-1 series lead. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I gave Miami one or two games. Let's see what happens. I'll give you an update. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then, you know, we got a top six. There's so much more news to get into here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.